start your day with Terry Majda, a Chesmin Tosh 9 Ches, Rabbi Sol Yaakov, Salam.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's typical when two Englishmen get together, the first topic they talk about normally is the weather. Yeah, that's the typical topic, because it's always changing, it's always different, and there's always something to say about it. A comment, negative, positive. So I'd like to take the liberty to talk a little bit about the weather today. But not from that point of view, a little bit more from the Torah point of view. And I'll start like this. When Rabbi Hashem created the world, as we know, He created the world in 7 days. Seventh day was Shabbos. The first 6 days is when He created. 6 days He created the world, and seventh day He rested. And every day, the Rabbi Hashem created part of the Bria until it was completed on Shabbos. So, if you learn Rashi a bit, you'd see that the truth is, it wasn't exactly like that. And that is that Hashem created everything already on the first day. Everything was already created, because it says, B'yoyim He Baram, on the day that He created the all. It sounds like it was just on that one day. So Rashi says that He created everything on the first day. Only what? It was all Be'er-Vuvia, it was all mixed up. It wasn't Masuda. And the first 6 days of the Bria, the Be'er-Vuvia was Masada all. He put the sun and the moon up in the sky, and everything, the Be'er-Vuvia was Masada. Everything He put together, and He made the animals and the person. So in other words, the Bria really had two stages. First, it was all created in one go. And then the next stage was, it was all Masuda, it was all set up nicely. But interesting, there's one thing in the Bria that needed a third stage. And it wasn't enough, these two things. And that is, it says later in the Pasuk, it says, V'chol siya, after the creation of the world, V'chol siya chasodet terem yev aretz, V'chol siya chasodet terem yitzmach, the fruit and vegetables and grass didn't yet grow. And this was after the Bria already had been completed. It wasn't yet growing. Says the Apostle, why? Ki lohim tashem elikim al oretz. Because there was no rain. Says the Apostle, because there was no rain yet. Rain, so to speak, wasn't yet created. There was not yet rain. Says the Apostle, why? Rashi's must be like that. Why was there no rain yet? What was lacking that should be rain? V'odam ayin laved es adam. Because there was no man. There was no person yet. Rashi's must be. There was no person. There was no person in the world yet to notice, to see that there's something lacking. And he didn't yet realize, he didn't yet notice, he didn't yet understand the goodness, the greatness that comes out of Gshamim. And when a man did come, and he understood, obviously Benjamin gave him intuition to understand that there's a need for it, and he davened for it, and only then, did the trees and the grass grow out. Interesting. So it means when Adam Rishon was born, when it was created, there was no, it wasn't yet a beautiful, nice world as we seem to understand it, with nice, beautiful greeneries. No, it was still all just mud. It was only later, when Adam Rishon, he davened for the rain, he understood there's a need for it, then the rain came, and then everything grew out. So in other words, rain is the only thing that, and the rain therefore caused all the growth, was the only thing that needed a third stage, so to speak. Everything else was already finished, and the rain was the only thing that needed Adam Rishon, needed our intervention, needed us to intervene and to bring it about. So it isn't. It's in other words, like this: the whole Bria is got its cycle, it's set. It's got its everything. Everything's Masuda, regardless to how we obviously to a certain respect, Avada is also Toila Taka in us. The way we know the eclipse is Toila in us as well. But more so, the rain, more so the weather, is much more dependent on us. Just like that's how the Bria was. Just like B'shas Bria, the weather it needed us. Similarly, that's the way the Bria is set. That's the way the Bria is. That weather depends on us, depends on our Meisim, depends on our Tfilas. There's an interesting Gaon. The Gaon says like this. It says, we all know it's Gshamim, it's called Gvuris Gshamim. Yeah, in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Brachas, Mishnah in Tanis, it's called Gvuris. So the Gaon says, what's this Gvura? So the Gemara asks why it's called Gvura. What's Gvura sounds like? Might. It's the Gaon says why it should be really Gdula. It shows the greatness of the Rebbe Yishmael. Where is the Gvura coming up here? So the Gaon says that this. The Gaon says that things which have its cycle and everything flows, everything has got its own, and you can already predict already way for the future. That is Gdula. That shows the greatness of the Rebbe Yishmael. But says the Gaon, things which come and go, and it seems to be haphazard. It seems to be it's not. It doesn't sit. Doesn't fit with a cycle. That's called Gvura. That shows the might of the Rebbe Yishmael. There's a gon. It's a lashon agro in brachas on Mishnayis. He's got a pirish, and he says there that dvarim dovah habole prakim, things that come and go. Vezui gshamim shebzen nikoyim gvuras Hashem. From gshamim we see the gvura of the Rebbe Yishmael. We see his might. We see more than we see shem tzadik ispalel yeridu gshamim. If a tzadik will daven for rain, the rain will come. Ulepamim rain yeridim, but sometimes it doesn't rain. In other words, something which does sometimes come, but sometimes won't come, and we notice there's differences. We notice there's changes. We see the Rebbe Yishmael, they're much clearer than so to speak than the rest of the nature. Nature, you can say it's all hidden behind nature, but when it comes to weather is much clearer. There's something going on behind it. It's much more potent, much more clear to us. There's a Rebbe Yishmael in the world, and today weather everything. There's so much to talk about the weather in America with the storms and everything. This is something which can bring out the Rebbe Yishmael much, much more, much clearer than just the sun coming up and going down. The truth is, even that, the person just thinks about it as something amazing on its own. But weather is so haphazard that it makes you think, it makes you alert, it wakes you up much easier to realize there's a Rebbe Yishmael behind the world. The Rebbe Yishmael is running everything. This nakuda that the weather depends on us, it's got to do with our ma'isim. And it's taka through like that. It's got to do with our ma'isim. You see, in the times of the Gemara, the rain came down exactly on the day that was necessary. There was no like, okay, this year it came a week early, that next year it came a different day. No, every was expected. So if you learn the Gemara's in Tainus and the Sugis there, you see that the first rain is supposed to come on an exact day, and the next rain is supposed to come 7 days later, whatever, is an exact day. The rain is supposed to be very, very, very fixed. Today, it's not like that. Today, rain is not like that. Because it's Toyin and Meisim. The times of the Gemara, the times of Chazal, Yidden were sitting a little bit behind Madrega, so they had that taka that everything was much more perfect than today. There's a Meisim that goes like this. There's a Meisim like this. In Brisk once, there was a very, very, very cold summer. Extremely cold summer. Freezing cold summer. At Kedekach, that the river that goes through Brisk was still frozen at the beginning of the summer. It was still frozen. And it was that year that they Lag BaOmer, there was a chasana, and they made the chuppah. Now they wanted to make it a bit that it should be remembered this year. This so what they did was they set up the chuppah on the river, on Lag BaOmer. They set up maybe today they won't allow it, but they set up the chuppah on the river. Okay, all right, fine. Okay, it's something extraordinary, something to remember. It's in order to make it a bit memorable, maybe. So the Reb Chaim, I think it was Reb Chaim Brisk said that we think that there's something wrong with the weather. The weather is, so Reb Chaim, it's not the weather, it's us. The reason why the weather is the way it is because of us. Because we're all haphazard, we're all upside down. If we would have been more straightforward, more over Hashem properly, and the way it's supposed to be, the weather would be better. The weather depends directly on us. This thing that today the weather is very different, very haphazard and very changeable and very unpredictable. But it seems that times of the Gemara wasn't like that. At times of the Gemara, when they davened for rain, as we know, we're going to see soon, there's a set day when we're supposed to start davening for rain. And it's Esrar and Chutzlar, it's two different dates. And we'll speak about that soon, Yisrael Hashem. But the day, why did they choose that day, whatever day it was? Because that was the day when rain was needed. It's not because we're going to need rain eventually, so let's start davening now. No, when Chazal saw today is the day we need rain, so today is the day we start changing to Saint Alamata. Because the times of Chazal, it seems that the day you ask for rain, you get rain. When the day you ask for whatever it was, that's what you got. Today, as we said, not like that. It reminds me of a story brought down. Rabbi Malik Bidaman brings it down. It's brought down in a few places. That there was once a yid, a very simple yid, extremely simple, ba'elach, yorishamayim, and he really didn't know much. He knew a little bit of Aleph Beis, he knew how to read, but he didn't know anything more than that. And he used to go every year to Yerushalayim. I don't know what time, I don't know when this was. He used to go to Yerushalayim every year for Sukkot, for Yom Tov. And he was there with the Klal Yisrael. And before he left, he went back home, and it was the wilderness. There was nothing there. So he used to go to the Rav. He used to bring a big fat notebook to the Rav, empty notebook, and he used to ask the Rav, write down for me everything that I need to daven every single day until I come next time, whenever it is, Pesach or even next year. I want you to write down everything. So the Rav, being as a good Rav, listened to him, and he sat down and he spent the time and he wrote down every single thing that he has to daven. First brachas, then kabbonas, every Shabbos he wrote down. The Shabbos tefillas are, Rosh Chodesh he wrote down what he has to say extra for Rosh Chodesh, not to forget Yalev Yavet, everything. And that's how he used to do it. Every year he used to come home with his big fat notebook, and every day he used to turn the page, he used to do the next one. One year, he had to come back a bit earlier for some reason, and he noticed that all the shops are closed. I was wondering what happened, and he started getting all nervous, all panicking. Well, is it Shabbos today? Oh, I traveled on Shabbos, I was Mechal Shabbos. And then suddenly, he noticed somebody walking by with tefillin. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's not Shabbos, it's okay, I'm fine, okay. Well, but still, what's this all about? So he runs up to that fella and he asks him, what's going on over here? Why is all shops closed? So he said, well, he didn't know, today's a fast day. So it's, oh, today's a fast day, I can't believe it. And he's all panicking, but it's not written in my notebook about this fast day, there's something wrong. So he quickly runs to the Rav, what's going on over here? What's this fast over here? He didn't tell me anything about this. So I said, okay, come, sit down, let me explain to you. So he said that the reason why I didn't write it is because originally it wasn't supposed to be a fast day today. It's not like Shavuot Sivatam was. This fast day is because there's no rain. And there's Mavur in Chazal Mavur in Halacha, that when there's no rain after a certain time, then we start fasting. So since there's no rain here in Eretz Yisrael, so we set. It was only last week or something that we decided, the last few days we decided to do this. So don't worry about it. So this Yid says to Rav, he says to him, what? Well, why would you have to? You ask the whole city to fast because there's no rain. Well, the whole city has to fast. So the Rav said, "Yeah, that's right." So the Rav said, "What would you do if there's no rain?" So he said, "Well, if there's no rain, I'll just go out and I'll say, sure, we need rain. That's why." So the Rav realized that this Yitaka is, with all his simplicity, he's got the tamimas that maybe has this correct. So the Rav said, okay, see this, so go out, let's have a look, let's see, so go out, let's see. So he went out, the Yid went out, and he asked, B'nai Shleilam, there's no rain, Klal Yisrael needs rain, Klal Yisrael needs water, Klal Yisrael needs produce, and the rain came down. That's the koyach of Yid in those days, the koyach of when they daven for rain, the rain is there. There's no need to wait, there's no need to... Okay, I would like to talk a little bit of halacha about when do we start besein talumata. When do we start? So we all know, we already said mashav, we already started mashav ruach min hageshem. The haskara it's called the haskara, just to remember mashav ruach min hageshem, the Bereishis brings rain. And we started already on Shemini Atzeres. But for some reason, besein talumata is not yet, we haven't yet said it. We haven't yet changed. Interesting, when it comes to the summer, and we changed to the same brach, we changed to Murid Atol, then we change straight to the same bracha. We don't wait anything, we go straight into the summer and everything, we change both. Saida Azkara, that's Kora to remember, and Saida Bakasha, to ask for Tal, not rain. It goes together, it goes hand in hand. But for some reason, in the winter, it's not like that. For some reason, we said already, we started already Mashal Ruach Mila Geshem ages ago, and yet, we're still waiting to change to the same Talumata. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says like this. He says in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, he says Berkas Hashanim Tzorich Leimav Avi Meisak Shomim V'Sein Talumata. Like we just said, when it comes to Berkas Hashanim, when it comes to the bracha of Forein, so we're supposed to say Mashi Ruach in Hageshem V'Sein Talumata in the winter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, when do we start? When do we start saying this? U'Maschil Lishul Mata B'Chutz La'aretz. So it's like this. B'Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, England, America, all the places, Eretz Yisrael, we start with Tfilas Aris, Shel Yom Shishim, Achat Tukufas Tishri. We start on the night of 60 days after Tukufas Tishri. In other words, the world is divided into four Tukufas. If you look in the calendar, MH calendar, every so often you'll see, it says there in small writing, Tukufas Tishri, Tukufas Nisan, 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it's also Gan Eruvin. So 60 days after the Tukufa of Tishri comes, that's when we start, which is normally either 4th of December or the 5th of December, that's when we start the same Talumata. In England, in Chutz La'aretz, that's how we know it. Over Eretz Yisrael, Maschil Nishal Mileil Zayin B'Machezvan. Over Eretz Yisrael is different. Eretz Yisrael, they start in 2 days' time. 2 days, Hei Cheshvan, they start. Zayin Cheshvan, they start already with same Talumata. Okay, fine. And we know, we recognize this halacha. But the question is, what's the difference? Why? Where is this coming from? What is this all about? Why b'chal are we ma'acha? Why b'chal do we delay it? And then when we do delay it, why is chutzos different than Yisrael? What's this about? So, the Mishnah says in Tanis. There's a Mishnah in Tanis, Daf Yud. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Oima b'sheva boy. Rabbi Gamliel says, when do we start with Saint Talamota? Zayin Cheshva. Tes vov yom achachag, which is 15 days after Yom Tov, says the Mishnah. Why do we wait at this? Says the Mishnah, k'nei she'agia achin should be Yisrael in all pras. This is also something which some of us may be familiar with. In order to allow Yidden who were in Eretz Yisrael on Sukkos, to allow them to get back home on time. Why? Because if we already ask for rain straight away, then it'll be the drachim would be mekul kolos. It'll be difficult to travel those days, especially muddy roads and everything. So, in order to allow them to get back home, we wait for them, and only after we know they've gone back home, not pressed, they don't have to be all the way home past not pressed, then we can start. Then we can start asking for rain. So that explains why it's a thrall. In other words, why is it not straight away? So really, it sounds like we should really be saying Saint Anamota straight away because it's already the winter. Now, for us, we pushed it off in order to allow these people to get back home on time safely, and that's Eretz Yisrael. Now, so why are we different? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says straight away. Amr belod alocha kum gamliel. We pass it like gamliel, like we just said. Eretz Yisrael is Zayin Cheshva. Tanya, Chananya, Oima, uvegoyla at shishim betkufa. The Gemara says vegoyla chutzlaretz is shishim betkufa, is 4th or 5th of December. Why is chutzlaretz different? Says Rashi, efishu makim namoch v'ein tzrichim motor, because chutzlaretz, especially Bavel, we'll see later why does that include the whole chutzlaretz. But the Gemara definitely means Bavel. Bavel, as we know, is lower. If you learn Rashi and Parshas Noach, that's where everything came to Bavel, because it's lower, it's a low part of the world, and because it's so low, it's wet for longer, because water goes down, and therefore there's no need for rain yet straight away. They can still manage for a little bit of time, and that is why it's being pushed off to Samach Letkufa. That's in Bavel. So that's these two things. It's Yisrael is Zayin Cheshvan, and not straight away, because for the Oiler Regalim to get back home, and Chutzlaretz is Samach Letkufa, because in Bavel upon him, there's no tzorich yet for rain. It's true, it's the winter and a chenama, but there's no tzorich yet for the rain. So wait, that's what the Gemara Paskan says. We only need to wait only from Shishin Betkufa is when we really need the rain. And so why do we say Mashav Ruach already then straight away by Shmini Atzeret? So if you're pushing off, and the Saint Alamata, so push everything off. What's the split here that Mashav Ruach is already said by Shmini Atzeret? So that is Mavoyin, the Gemara is Mavoyin Toisvus. It's going on a different amount of Alma, but it's the same thing with this Shritta as well. Because whenever somebody comes and asks for something, you always have to prepare. You have to prepare beforehand. You have to chamfer up to speak, so to speak, to him beforehand. So it's to say, you know, you are Zoh, you're so good, you're so. And then only afterwards, then you ask. Tosafot says, whenever a person comes and asks for whatever it is, the derech is always first to be meratza, first to praise him and to say that he's got that greatness and he can, and then ask him, by the way, can you give me this and this and this? Okay, sure. So that's the Sibba. That Lechoyah is so far so good. And that's Beseda, right? So in other words, Zayin Cheshvan, it's a straw because of Ilir Golim. Samach Letkufa and Bavel and Chutzlar is because it's damper already. And yet, Mashiach Lekash, we start from the beginning, from Redi Shemini Atzeres, because that's the derech always to be Meratza before you ask. But It's a bit of a difficult halacha, this halacha. Both these halachas are a little bit difficult. Allow me to go a little bit into the sugya, if you don't mind. And we'll come and we'll see a few interesting things. The Gemara says, we pass the Nagam Gamliel. We said that before. We pass the Nagam Gamliel, Zayin Cheshva. But there's another Gemara, also in Tanis. And the Gemara says, no, we pass the Nagam Yehuda. And the Yehuda says, no, you're supposed to say, the same Talamotah, Shmini Atzeres, Motza Shmini Atzeres. So, well, who do we pass in like? Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yehuda? Right? The Gemara in Daf Dalet says, so who do we pass in like? So the Gemara asks, V'hotnan, B'shleish ma'achesh ma'sheliz v'sham, Rabbi Gamliel lo'yim b'sheva boi, V'arno v'lo'z alach yukim Gamliel. Pass in like Gamliel, and you're telling me before, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara has got various terutz, the Gemara has got various yeshuvim. The first terutz is, it's different. We pass in like Rabbi Yehuda that Shmini Atzeres, yeah. Shmini Atzeres, but Shmini Atzeres is Mashav Ruach Min HaGesha. But we pass it on Yom Gamliel, that it's later, it's only Zion, no, that's for Saint Talamata. Two different things. Mashav Ruach Min HaGesha is Taka Shmini Atzeres, that's of Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Because there is a memory of Rabbi Yochanan says that Shaila and Haskara go together. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we don't, obviously, that Shaila and Haskara, Mashiach and Geshem, Sita and Mata, go together. Whenever you start this, you start that. You start them both together. You don't split. So you can't. It can't be that teretz what you said. So the Gemara says another teretz. Halan halahu. What's halan halahu mean? That it depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael or if you're in Chutz Laaretz. Eretz Yisrael is straight away, not Zayin Cheshvan, straight away. Lon, Lon is Eretz Yisrael is straight away. No, Har Lon is Bavel, Lon is As, Bavel, and Bavel is Zayin Cheshvan. And Lahu is Eretz Yisrael is straight away. Why? The Gemara explains, because the derech was those days when they cut the produce and they used to spread them out in the fields in order to dry. Now, and you said obviously after that stayed over Yom Tov. Now, if they rain straight after Yom Tov, all these places are going to get wet and soggy and going to get spoiled. And it, so, Melo, we need to give them a few days. We give them a few days. Okay, gather all in, and then we can go. And then you can ask for the rain. So in Eretz Yisrael, they never used to do that for some reason. They never used to spread out pears. Maybe it was a drier country, but generally, so Melo was no tzayrach. So that's why you can ask rain for straight away. Whereas Chutz Laaretz, where they have these payers all spread out on the field, there's a need to delay a little bit. And maybe that's the Sibba. That's the Sibba why in Chutz Laaretz we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. Right? So no, the Gemara is now saying, and it's a stroll straight away. Yeah? Not like we've been saying till now. It's a stroll straight away. And Chutz Laaretz, Zayin Cheshvan. Okay, and then the Gemara says another teretz. The Gemara is fine with that teretz. The Gemara says a third teretz. The Be'emes says they're both talking about. It's all talking about Eretz Yisrael. It's all talking about Eretz Yisrael. And but it depends if it's mana bais or bismana bais mishkan bismana shem mishkan. In other words, the Gemara is now going with a different. Going like the way we said before. The reason why we delay is because of Eder Regalim. But Eder Regalim is only shayach bismana bais. Right, but to bizman azeh, there's no mitzvah salila regel. So we should have already all thought that already before. That what was this? What's this that we're saying because of the earlier golem? But there's no earlier golem today. So why is it still today? This halacha of zayin cheshvan. So then the Gemara Taka says, yeah, and Chamez Taka doesn't apply anymore today. And Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael like upon him, Eretz Yisrael and Chamez. Only bizman abeis milish kayim they waited until zayin cheshvan. But bizman azeh, there's no tzayach. There's no the sibba is not there anymore. Meila, there's meila. We ask for Saint Talamota straight away. So these are the three truths of the Gemara. Now if a person thinks about these three truths, it comes out not like we said. It comes out according to the third teretz, definitely. Eretz Yisrael definitely is not zayin cheshvan. It's going to be straight away. Chutz Laaretz. Maybe Chutz Laaretz maybe will be Zayin Cheshvan, like the Gemara second teretz. The Gemara says in Chutz Laaretz where they spread out payers, they put payer bedabra, then there's a need to wait Zayin Cheshvan. So it's very different to what we said till now. It's Mavu in the Gemara. Forget it's Yisrael is straight away, and Chutz Laaretz is Zayin Cheshvan. And we're saying no, it's Yisrael Zayin Cheshvan. Chutz Laaretz is way later. Samach Lutkufa. So how does what we said till now shtim with this Gemara? So. And more so, the Rambam Paskin had this Gemara. The Rambam says, the Rambam Paskin in Eretz Yisrael is Zayin Cheshvan, and other parts of the world where it's further away from Eretz Yisrael, they've got a different climate, then it's Samech Tkufa. So all the Noisa Kinnim asked the Rambam, why does Rambam say that? It's Mavu and the Gemara, not like that. So the Lechem Mishnah and the Gon and a few others, they say as they say, it's machlik zasugyos. True from the Gemara which we just now went through, it seems not like this. But the Gemara later just says straight. The Gemara says we pass the Nagam Gamliel. The Gemara doesn't go into all these details that we just did now. So it sounds like they say that the Gemara is chaylik. The Gemara later says that it's Yisrael is an cheshvan Nagam Gamliel is not going with this Gemara, and the Gemara that says samach letkufa for chutzar is also not going with this Gemara. Because the Gemara completely ignores this sugya over here. That's one yeshuv that's brought down. The other yeshuv is that we're going according to the first teretz of the Gemara. We said there was three truths. And the first teretz of the Gemara was that kan lishol kan lahazke. That when it comes to ask, and we ask Taka the later dates, Zayin Cheshvan, Safrat Kufa. But when we're Mazke, then it's Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says that the Gemara doesn't like that Teres. But we go with that Teres. There's nothing. We do split these two things. Shmash Ruach and Saint Talamota. Maybe there's nothing wrong for us to go with that Teres. So maybe it could be we go with the first Teres, that Chutz Laaretz, that Mashav Ruach is Shmini Atzeres. And Saint Talamota is later dates. So that's the two yeshuvim that this teretz the kol. And the Sanhedrin says that's the two yeshuvim how it fits the Gemara. But the problem is like this. The problem is more. The problem still stays, and that is the Gemara says and the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says why at Yisrael do we wait till Zayin Cheshvan for the Oyel Regalim? And the Gemara says Bizmana say it's not shaykh. Now forget about if we pass on that, don't pass on that. But that's the truth. That's the Metzias. Bizmana say there's no Bis Hamikdash. There's no Oyel Regalim. So why should we wait? Why should we delay? There's no Oyel Regalim today. And all of us know this. Yeah, why in the soul do we wait? Because of to let the Oyel Regalim go back. But where is Oyel Regalim? There's no Oyel Regalim today. Is there? The Chared isn't. So the Kabban Asanel says, yeah, you're right. Yeah, 100% right. Today there's no Oyel Regalim. But we still kept the old Takana. Originally Chazal made the Takana. That is because of that. So we didn't change. We didn't change. He says that you find that a lot of times in Shas that we made the Takana. Shas Bis Hamikdash. Even the Sibba goes, the Takana stays. Maybe because of Meher Yibonah, you see the Gemara and Beit So. Maybe Father Sibba Stam, just we never made a point to change it because of it. But the Ran says a very interesting teretz. The Ran says that this. The Ran says, Enachanamataka, there's no mitzvahs aliyah l'regel. No, it's aliyah l'regel. But he says, I'll read the other lashon. Afilu l'acha achobad. Even after achobad abayis, ho yu misasvin b'regel Yerushalayim. Yidden still went up to Yerushalayim. Kemo yu shoysen ayayim. Mipnei oidem alolu roi yu shen acha shayin shoysen etakona. They're wrong. Even today, right? And I think we can relate to it today. Taka is as well today. Yidden, for some reason, still go to Yerushalayim for Sukkos. Zecha Sukkos. We're talking about Yerugalim, Pesach, Shavuos. Yidden still go up. Alright. Is Aliyah l'regel? Is it called Aliyah l'regel? There's no Bis Hamikdash today, yeah? Is it called Aliyah l'regel? Back upon him, that's the Metzias. Yidden go up. Zog Daran. Because originally we made a takana for these yidden, we go up, and there was a mitzvah to go up. Today, true, maybe there's no mitzvah, but yidden and ma'aser still go up. So why not keep the old takana and let them, let them enjoy, let them be able to come back home like a mensch. Since anyway that was a takana to let them come, so anecham taka, there's no chiyuv like it was then. But why not just keep the original takana for their sake? So it's interesting. L'chayra, there's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel today. I think there's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel. There's interesting. There's a tshuva from the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda writes, he says, it's mavur in Shas, there's a mitzvah on regel, on Yom Tov, lekabel pnei rabbi beregel. There's a mitzvah to go to your Rebbe, just to see your Rebbe, just to go and see him, not to talk to him, just to go to him, make a little party, a little thing, lechaim by him. There's a mitzvah, this is mavur in the Gemara, in Psachim. But he says, but the Shulchan Aruch is a paskin azoy. It's not brought down anywhere lahalacha. Why? Why is it not brought down halacha? So the Yehuda goes on, he's got his larichas, and he goes to say like this, that since today there's no mitzvah salih l'regel, there's no mitzvah salih l'regel. Because says the Noda Yehuda, because mitzvah salih l'regel is only to come to bring a carbon. If you know the sukkah is saying chagiga, it's a mitzvah re'iyah, there's a carbon re'iyah. You have to come with a carbon. You just come there and say hi. There's a carbon. There's a carbon re'iyah, and a carbon chagiga, and there's loads of oilas which Klai Sor used to bring. That was the mitzvah. The mitzvah of re'iyah was with a carbon. Today, rather, there's no carbon. So he says, even though the shechina is still there, the shechina is still there, he says, by the koisol. He says that. Even though the shechina lo yizazav bim kaima, but you can't say that because of that there's a mitzvah salih l'regel. You can't say because of that there's a mitzvah to go in. You want to go to the shechina. But you can't come, since you can't come with a carbon, there's no mitzvah at all. Made a zoktazah. But there's no mitzvah salih l'regel, then it doesn't make sense to say there's a mitzvah of a kabbal pnei rabbi b'regel. Right? Because we know there's this rule, lo tehei the ria of the shechina shouldn't be ria of a tam chacha more than of the shechina. Like we know you shouldn't get up for tam chacha more than twice a day, because you're not makabel. You only say Krishma twice a day, so maybe why you can't makabel from a tam chacha more than what you makabel from the shechina. So maybe it's octave bal bismaneinu. There's no mitzvahs alila regel. Maybe there's no mitzvahs makabel pnei rabbi regel. Interesting. So it's klar, there's no mitzvah. Okay, Elamais, what does the Ran mean? It's not, it's just, that was the minhag, that was what they did. Today as well, there's no mitzvah, but Elamais, why did we go? Ask somebody, why did you go for Sukkos? Because Sukkos, because they're already Kazakh. There's no, it's not because of anything more than that. And the Lashon Aran is also that. They just go for some, for every reason. Interestingly, the Gemara says in Gittin, the Gemara says the beginning of Gittin, we know, if you learn the beginning of Gittin there, When a person sends a get with a shliach elsewhere, a different part of the world, that shliach needs to be able to say b'fanei nechtam or b'fanei nechtam, that this get was written and signed in front of me. Because why? Because otherwise, since it's the other part of the world, no one recognizes these two edim. No one knows who they are. Maybe it was just mezuyev. So maybe we need this shliach to say, no, it's not mezuyev. It was done in front of me. So the Gemara says there, what about Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah says there, Eretz Yisrael, within Eretz Yisrael, there's no need. Within Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to have all of this. Why? Because people are always traveling around all over Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says there, Hatenach bezman shebeis hamikdash kayil. Because people go to Yerushalayim the whole time because of Mitzvah Halila Rega. Says the Gemara, but Bizmaneinu, there's no, people don't travel as much anymore because there's no Halila Rega. Says the Gemara, because it's Batei Dinim, the Kviya Mishkech Shchicha. Because in Yerushalayim there's always Batei Dinim, and people always need to go to Bezdin always to sort out their various problems. So maybe they're still traveling a lot to Yerushalayim. And if you look there, the Meretz Chiyas there adds, the Gemara means that Regel, they used to go to Yerushalayim. What they used to do was, they used to have all their shailas over the year, all their interesting shailas, chashimish, but your day, whatever it is. And instead of every time going to Shalayim to ask the bed, they used to keep it, they used to write down, they used to pile up, and then every sukkah, a Pesach, or Shavuos, where it was, they used to go to Shalayim. That's when they used to go to the Chacham to ask them their shailas. So we see from the Gemara, the Gemara says that they used to travel for Batei Dinim, and it's very tachan, it's chiz, it's maz, but it means on Yom Tov, on Regel. If you look in Shalas HaTshuvas HaTashbats, Tashbats is one of the late Achronim, late Rishonim, early Achronim, and he's got a Tshuva there, and he declares, today, is there Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Is there Kedushas Eretz Yisrael today? So he ends like this, he says, today there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but there is Kedushas Yerushalayim. He said that he's got riots from Shas from all over. And then he ends off, he says, and I'll prove you that there's Gdush Yerushalayim. He said, why? Because there's a shul there that I know. He said, there's a shul there. It's got a small minion. It's nothing major. And yeah, it's a packed out shul. There's no space for anybody else besides. But he says, when it comes Shavuos, he says, Yidin come up to Yerushalayim for Shavuos. They come up for Yom Tov. And he says that the Metziah says you can fit in there 300 people in that shul. So it says the Tashbats, how's that happen? So Tashbats, it probably comes from the Zman of Beis HaMikdash, we know, was Oedim Svufim Shtachem Revochim. That when they were standing, there was no space, but yet when they had to bow down, there was plenty of space. So Tashbats, that's what happened in Ashur. So Tashbats, is a Raya, there's still Kedushas Yerushalayim today. Because why is it still continue? Why is there still Kedushas Yerushalayim today? So Kapolim is a few Marmakoimas that today there is Enachanama, there's no Mitzvahs Alila Regel, but there is still an Indian to go up to Yerushalayim. Right? There is still an Indian. There is a few years ago how the Elal boasted how many people use their flights to go to Israel for Sukkot. Obviously they mean something else, they don't mean this. But Kapolim, there is a little bit what to boast about. There is a little bit what that Klai Yisrael Taka still go to Yerushalayim for Sukkot, Enachanama, there is a Makoy to it. So Kaponim, that explains why Bezmaneinu, we still wait till Zayin Cheshvan, even though there's no Alila Regel, but that Sibba of the original Sibba still stays on today. Now, the next halacha is Chutz La'aretz, we wait till Samach L'Tkufa. Right? In England, America, all different parts of the world, we wait till Samach L'Tkufa, wait till 4th or 5th of December. Now, the Rosh says that this, it's brought down in Bis Yosef. Why do we wait till so late? It says the Rosh. Bishlem of Bavel. Bavel is a low country, like we said, and the water stays damper for longer. Mele, there's a tzurich. Mele, there's no tzurich here for rain, so we wait. But says the Rosh. But all other parts of Chutzlars, how can you move damper the whole Chutzlars to Bavel? Says the Rosh. Oh, but the Gemara, the more paskins like that. We can't go against the Gemara. Says the Gemara. No, we only paskin like the Gemara of Bavel. With Bavli, we don't. We never chaylek when there's a machloikas. So if there's a machloikas, so we go Bavli. That's it. That's the final word. But if it's not machloikas, if the reason why the Gemara says so is because the Metzias is, there's no need yet for rain. But if it's not like that all over the world, so when it's not chaylik on the Gemara, says the Rosh, why is it that in like Ashkenaz and Spain and France and Germany, all these places, why do we wait? There's no need. There is. Then he says more. He says the Metzias is if they start sowing when they're supposed to sow and it doesn't rain quickly enough, then the birds come and they take all the seeds away. There's no atzlacha. There is a need for rain straight away. There is a need. Frank the Rosh, why do we pask? So the Rosh carries on with another thing. He says that this. He says, somebody last week also spoke about this Indian. All the southern parts of the world, like South America, South Africa, and Australia, where they need their rain in our summer. So the Rosh says, can they say Saint Talamata in our summer, in our winter between Pesach and Shavuos? So the Rosh says they should. They should say that. The Rosh says that no one was mekabel my word. No one was mekabel. And the Ma'aseh, the Halacha is not like that. I don't know exactly what the Prati Dinim last week spoke about. You can listen to his share then. So the Rosh says that I've got this question, but Ma'aseh, no one in the world does what I said. Ma'aseh, the minhag ha'olam is always to wait till Samach L'Tkufa, and only then say the Saint Talamata. Until then, no one says the Saint Talamata. No, it's not. That's the minhag. But Ma'aseh, because the Rosh asks what he asks, it comes on Afkamila Ladina. What happens if somebody by mistake, now, it's not because he is used to saying always the Saint Alamata, he by mistake said the Saint Alamata before the time he's supposed to. In other words, let's say it's only the 1st of December, and either he got mixed up, he's davening Bichiz, and he couldn't remember exactly when it was, and he said the Saint Alamata. Ma'adino. So we all know, in the summer, if you say the Saint Alamata, go back. It's no good at all. You go back. But here, it's a little bit different. So say the Poskim, Smachlukas Mechaben Ramah. Smachlukas Mechaben Ramah. What happens if somebody now said the Saint Alamata by mistake? Before, when you're already supposed to start saying it. So says the Ramah, you don't have to go back. Why? So be Halacha that brings down, because it's Chubas HaRosh. True, the Rosh doesn't really say that. So Zoyla Halacha, but because he's got such a strong pele on it, it's got that koyach to say that if somebody by mistake said it, then it's fine. So, again, so Elacham Ataka, we're supposed to attack only start on Samach L'Tkufa, but nevertheless, if somebody by mistake said it, then because of this big pele, why should it be Azoy? It's Beseda. The Bi'alocha brings that a person should go back by Toris Nadova. He should go back by Toris Nadova, unless there's a serious Geshama. In other words, unless there's a drought, unless there's a real strong need for it. But if it's generally speaking in places like England, America, and these places, then a person should go back. That's what Pastor Mishabrua. Meisel is Machlokes Poskim. Amongst the Svarja Poskim, they say, Klar, you don't have to go back. There's Klar and Bi'alocha that you have to go back, you should go back by Toris Nadova. Similarly, in Eretz Yisrael. What happens in Eretz Yisrael if somebody now, it's only hate today, and he said by mistake the Saint Talamata. By mistake said the Saint Talamata. So the Poskim say here as well that person for the same sibba does not need to go back. And for the same sibba, because it's a pele in the Rosh, and if in Eretz Yisrael, there's a tzorich for Kshamim today. Rav Shem Zalman adds another svar. Rav Shem Zalman adds a Murray Dekadach. Rav Shem Zalman says this. Typically, Rav Shem Zalman Oybach to say such svar. He says that, what's the reason why we delay? We delay because, like we said, we're in a regalim. Says Rav Shem Zalman, today, people who travel, we all know, rain doesn't disturb your traveling. The olden days, you used to travel by horse and cart, and if the road's muddy, and it's impossible. Today, what's the difference? There's even hurricanes come out well enough to don't stop traveling. So rain definitely doesn't stop traveling. So says Rav Shem Zalman, mekoyach this, if somebody by mistake said the Saint Talamata, and it's Yisrael now, then by mistake said it, then together with the other snifim of the Rosh, and there's machlokes shurim about it, a person doesn't have to go back. There's another one final interesting halacha, and that is like this. We all know there's halachas about, especially Shiva Bachrim, it happens a lot, if they travel. So you're ben Eretz Yisrael, and you went to Chutz La'aretz, or the other way around. So Mishabrua's maskona is like this. Mishabrua says that if you plan to go back within that year, then that means that you need that rain in that country, because I'm going to eventually use that produce. And so therefore, we go according to where you come from. So, the Marshal, if you're Ben Eretz Yisrael, and you go to Chutz La'aretz, and you plan to go back, the Mashiach comes just for a month, or whatever, and he plans to go back within a year, then he says the same Talamot, like Eretz Yisrael. But if he's planning to only can't go back a few years later, this is not Dafka so Shriach today, then he goes according to, let's say somebody plans to move it for business for 3 years, then he goes according to here. A person goes to it. Now, says Ramosha, a peder de kechidish. Says Ramosha, Ramosha Feinstein, and Igus Moshe says, what happens if you left Eretz Yisrael, but you left Ishul Bonim behind in Eretz Yisrael? So it says, and you're planning not to come back now, you plan to come back in a few years' time. So we said, if you plan to come in a few years' time, the maskon is you have to say according to here. Says Ramosha, because you left Ishul Bonim behind, and he says, and this whole thing of in Chutz La'aretz saying the same bracha still all this time until Samach L'Tkufa is not even so clear. Because the Rosh says, why? It's true. It's not true that in America they do need rain already much earlier. And in England they also need rain much earlier. So since anyway this whole Rosh is a pele. And he says, why do we, Lemaisa, not go like that? Because the minik is azois, that's the minik. Says Rav Moshe, if it's something which is not shchiach, like this sort of case, there's no such thing as a minik. There's no minik on something which is not shchiach. Yes, if you ever noticed, do you say Shalom Aleichem Friday night on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? And what happens if it's Shabbos straight after Yom Tov? No one really knows properly. Yeah, I do remember something. Because something which is not shchiach, we can't remember how it was when we were younger. Something which is not shchiach, there's no minik. Says Rav Moshe, there's no minik. You can't say, no, we have to go like the Rosh. We have to say that you have to wait because the minute. There's no minute on such a thing. So the Moshe, therefore, such a case, if he leaves Eretz Yisrael, and even if he's bound to come back in a few years' time, but he's got his Shobonim behind, and there's another sniff why he can be, and he should go like Eretz Yisrael.